The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by executive chef at Anantara, the Market Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within. He's co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth Mullins, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Great. Now, you have a real summery kind of meal in store for us.
I do, and it's a question I often get asked, what type of food do I like to cook and how do I like to eat? And this is a dish that really sums it up. So I'm doing a roasted fillet of salmon with a new potato, asparagus, pea and mint broth, I suppose. And it's all the things that are wonderful about this time of year. Asparagus is well and truly started now. The white stuff is more or less finished and we're into the green and the purple now. And then peas are around, although if you can't get fresh peas, I think frozen peas are as good a product as fresh. It's very little
things. Yeah, well, they go straight out of the field and they're frozen instantly.
They're possibly
fresher than the pea you buy off the
shelf. They can be. Like, I mean, a fresh pea does have a slightly different flavour, but frozen ones are brilliant. And then the one thing that asparagus, salmon and peas all love is mint. So I'm going to show you how to bring it all together. So what you need is 4 pieces of salmon. So you're looking for fillets of salmon here, about 140-160 grams per person, skin on, 12 spears of asparagus, a couple of shallots. It's really worth buying shallots for this because I'm going to show you how to make, or tell you how to make a little sauce. 100 mils of chicken or fish stock, of course vegetable stock could work as well. 400 grams of cooked new potatoes, so some small little potatoes. I just want you to slice them and bring them up to a gentle simmer in some water till they're just cooked. 200 grams of fresh or frozen peas, 100 grams of butter, 3 sprigs of mint that you're going to pick and chop, a lemon and some salt and pepper. So what you're going to do, you need 2 pans. One is the pan where you're going to cook the fish. So preferably a non-stick pan really is worth buying. Mm-hmm. And I think I've said it on here before, but if you eat fish a good bit, buy a non-stick pan and keep it for fish cookery and maybe fry some eggs in it. And don't do anything else in it. And it lasts nearly forever. Then you're going to do is season up your salmon with a little bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of vegetable oil into that non-stick pan, and you're going to place it skin side down, being careful when you put it in so you can see what I'm doing. But when you drop the piece of fish, you drop it away from yourself so any grease will splash up to the back of the pan and not towards yourself. And then snugly put the 4 pieces of salmon in on a medium heat, and you're going to pan fry them for about 4 or 5 minutes. What happens in that process is that the skin is going to get nice and crispy and it's totally edible. Then you just turn it over. You can take the pan off or leave it on a very low heat for about another 3 or 4 minutes, and that's that fish cooked perfectly. And then to make the sauce, you put the other little small pad on, a little bit of butter in the pan, and you're going to saute those shallots off for about 2 minutes with no colour, so a lowish type of heat. And then you add in your asparagus, which you've chopped, goes in there with it, and then you can put your potatoes in and your chicken stock and bring it up to a simmer. So it's kind of like a broth that you're making, and then this is where the flavour comes in. If you just take it off the heat and the rest of the 100 grams of butter, you just add it into the sauce and keep stirring as you're adding in, and what you're doing is you're emulsifying that chicken stock with the vegetables, and you're left with this velvety kind of broth, if you like. And then squeeze a lemon juice, chop mint, just check the seasoning, and then you just pour that into the bottom of the bowl, sit your roasted salmon on top, and it really, really is the flavours of summer. A nice crisp white wine, and you could be sitting in the south of France or even down in Grand Canal Dock if you came to the restaurant. I often do dishes like this.
Now, would that work with other fish, that sauce?
Yeah, it'd work with like a piece of plaice or a piece of turbot or even a piece of chicken. If you don't eat fish, it's kind of that garnish is called petit pois le français. It's kind of a classic sauce that you can do that works with fish and chicken. But really the technique is about sautéing off those shallots to get the broth nice and sweet, adding in everything else, and then finish it with lots of butter and some fresh herbs. And it's really, really a lovely way to eat a midweek supper, I would say, or even over the weekend.
Yeah, I've been watching MasterChef this week. I don't know whether you saw it.
I didn't know it.
Sensational cooking by these amateurs, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, cooking really is about learning the techniques. And this little technique is a Monte au beurre is what it's called. It's where you finish the sauce or you mount the sauce with butter. And, you know, I know people say, oh, butter is not good for you and all, but Irish country butter is very good for you.
Salmon is good for you. So then
exactly.
A bit of the yin and the yang.
Exactly. And then don't forget the glass of wine just to balance it all out.
All right, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Market. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.